We've all been to the movies and we've seen RIPD or RIPD, the movie about dead cops with Jeff Bridges, Mary Louise Parker, Kevin Bacon and Ryan Reynolds as the hero.
Kind of
the
like
hero.
Kevin Bacon.
Kevin Bacon was
kind of like Kevin Bacon.
Yeah. He was a good villain.
and he was in Travis.
Yeah. Well, yes, there is that.
Yeah, Jeff Bridges sort of mumbled his way through the show as an old-style lawman.
I couldn't really figure out what he was saying most of the way
through. I could figure out what he was saying. It was just an appalling accent.
I don't think I really cared what he was saying anyway. I don't think it was any real loss from that.
Well, but it was all sort of, you know, old western-y speak anyway, really. So I think we're supposed to understand most of it.
I mean, the basic setup is fairly simple. Our hero, Ryan Reynolds, dies. He's interrogated by the proctor, Mary Louise Parker, after he's risen up to the clouds in some kind of mystic happening. And she basically gives him a simple choice, either face judgment as a crooked cop or join the RIPD for 100 years or so and work off some of the badness, the guilt, the bad karma.
He's only a minorly crooked cop.
He was only mildly crooked, and 100 years does seem a fair while. So basically he gets recruited along with other policemen. We see a 70s policeman with chest hair wandering through at one stage.
It does seem to be a strange idea that your entire police force is made up of crooked cops.
Well, yeah, and Jeff Bridges is a deceased old lawman from the old west.
I got the impression that when she was making this deal, that she was actually knew that he probably would get through okay, because he just did something silly and he was going, so she was
bluffing him.
No, that, but it was clear that they were all there because they'd done something a bit dodgy.
Yes, but the point is, I think they're all ripped off a bit by being told, okay, you did something a bit dodgy, now you're going to burn in hell unless you agree to do this for 100 years for us.
And their job seems to be that of bounty hunters rounding up dead people who have escaped back to the world of
deados.
Living.
Deados,
as they're known.
I don't think it was clear whether they'd escaped back or just never had gone up, which made no sense whatsoever.
No, it was a little confused as to how they got to it.
Absolutely no sense as to why they were wandering around.
But they were.
Pretending most people to be get sucked up in this vacuum cleaner thing.
I mean, there was a nice running gag about the fact that the lawmen don't appear as they did in their live versions.
It was the running gag.
It was the running gag. Jeff Bridges looks like a hot 35-year-old blonde.
It was funny.
While Ryan looks like a 70-year-old Chinaman. Now, given that they're supposed to try and be discreet while they're back on the live planet, I would thought these two as a pair stand out in a crowd.
That occurred to me several
particularly when they're driving an old-style large vehicle.
Why isn't anyone going, why is he with her every 5 minutes?
Yes.
I'm suddenly following you. No one's following me. I just keep noticing this strange, incredibly good-looking girl with a 70-year-old Chinaman behind me again and again. I didn't pick it up.
Jeff Bridges gets one of the best lines in the movie when someone compliments him on his nice rack, and he says, "Thank you very much." Walked on. Of course, a real woman would probably just flatten the guy who made the comment. But that's about it.
It's kind of a CDE, possibly Z-grade action movie.
Yeah, if you like seeing cars being destroyed, there are lots of cars being destroyed along the way.
It made me feel better because sometimes you look at the list of flops of the year, movies that flop, like John Carter, and you think, God, that was such a good film, it didn't deserve to fail. And
this
then you see a complete fail-up like this one, and you think, this one deserved to be get nowhere. And that was good to see because sometimes movies fail because they're bad. And that made me feel better when I saw this one.
We must thank Peter from Pulp Fiction Comics for giving us freebie tickets to see this film.
Thank you for giving us freebies. I'm glad I didn't pay for it.
Liam and I were sitting there watching it, and he said several times, "This is awful. I'm really enjoying it." And I felt exactly the same.
And I agree.
It was awful, and there are enough moments of actual enjoyment in the film that the awfulness was manageable and fun.
My expectations were low, and they were met.
Yes.
And Mary Louise Parker gets some nice lines.
It's a Ryan Reynolds film.
Which is not saying
anything. No, Ryan Reynolds is being Ryan Reynolds.
You don't have to see it on the big screen.
No.
Preferably you don't have to pay.
No.
But it was enjoyable.
It had some amusing bits.
Yeah.